This week's parsha is Parshas Bereishis. It also is Mevarchim Achodesh, Mar Cheshvan. So when we, as we start the new cycle of Torah reading, and as we are going through a very difficult situation here in the land of Israel, so we know that each week the parsha, if we look deeply into it, we can find messages, we can find teachings that speak to the specific situation of the time. So a lot of people right now feel helpless. What can we do? How can we help? And it's amazing to see how people, the nation of Israel, is alive, and the incredible outpouring of loving kindness, of acts of kindness that are being on display all over the world here in Israel. It's amazing. But what else can we do? And the truth is that if we look at the parasha, there's an incredible idea here that we need to internalize, and it's not something that's natural for us. In the second chapter of Bereishis, it tells us, "Ela todos haShemayim v'aretz b'Yibarom." This is after the Torah records the days of creation. Now the Torah comes back again, and it says these are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created on the day that Hashem made the earth and heaven. Biyom asot Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim. And so the Torah describes a very, almost an amazing thing. When we read the creation story, we think, okay, Hashem created on the first day this light, second day separated the waters, third, you know, we go down, we think that everything's coming together, and that when God created the earth, the land, that everything was already moving and growing. The Torah tells us something very different here. It tells us, V'chol siach hasad etem yebaretz, v'chol esev hasad etem yitzmach, ki lo himtir Hashem Elokim al haaretz v'adam, ayin lavodes adamah. Now, no tree of the field was yet on the earth, neither did any herb of the field yet grow, because Hashem Elokim had not brought rain upon the earth, and there was no man to work the soil. Rashi explains what's going on here. What does it mean that nothing was growing? Nothing had grown yet. It says on the third day, let the earth bring forth. They, the plants, had not yet emerged, but they stood at the entrance of the ground until the sixth day. And why? Because there was no man to work the soil, Rashi says. And no one recognized the benefit of rain. But when man came on the sixth day and understood that they were essential to the world, he prayed for them. And then they fell, and the trees and the herbs sprouted. So what Rashi is describing to us, he fills in the blanks of the pasuk, that it said that basically everything was suspended, waiting. What was it waiting for? For man to show up and to recognize and to pray. There was something missing. He recognized that. He prayed for it. And then the whole ecology of the world, the whole atmosphere, everything started to work. But until he was there, everything was in suspension. The message here is so crucial, because what it's telling us is that our prayers are not something, we're not outside of the universe. We're not outside of this world looking in and praying outside of it. But rather, what it's saying to us is that we are an integral part, that this thing, this machine, this creation doesn't work unless we have the input of our prayer. And that accentuates this idea. We say that the world stands on three things: chesed, avoda, and on Torah. And that the three avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, each one encapsulated one of these attributes. And so at this juncture, especially, we're going against our enemy Yishmael. The rabbis teach us that actually Yishmael has an incredible power of prayer, and that as the son of Avram, he was able to pick up the idea of the oneness of God, that he has a clear understanding of the monotheistic God, and prays and has a very strong power of prayer. But Yitzhak, Isaac, is the counteract, our forefather Isaac, who he himself also had this incredible power of prayer. And that what we learn from the parasha here is that when we pray, it makes the world, it impacts the world in such a drastic way. We see this when Adam showed up, and that continues to be the case. So that when we daven, when we pray, we make a major impact on what's happening in the world. And so therefore, in this time, what we need to do is we need to strengthen our emunah, our belief, that ultimately it's God that runs the world. Everything that comes is from Hashem. And that we can impact that by doing chesed, by being involved in Torah, and our prayers. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. We learn that from this Rashi here, based on the Gemara in Chulin, on 60b. So that Hashem wants our prayers, and when we have our minds and our things, when we have our concentration in a proper place, and we're genuinely sincere, then nothing can stop us. So as we continue forward, Hashem should bless us, and we should do our part of chesed, of Torah study, but of prayer, and to realize how powerful and important it is. It really makes a difference. And that with that power of prayer, we should be able to see a peaceful time where we can see the coming of Mashiach, where, as they say, all of these things that are used for war will be, all the technologies will be used to help improve the world, so that we have a world that's based on peace and not on savagery. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos and a Chodesh Tov.